Hello, everybody. It's Gary Stuckey with Real Music. On today's show, I've got a couple of cool guests that I had a really great time chatting with. They've got a brand new single out. It's Riz of Riz and the Believers. That's right. He's the lead singer of that band, and the drummer is here, too. His name is Troy Lucetta. You might know him from Tesla, and they've got a cool lineup in this band, and we're going to talk all about that and a lot more. But brand new single out called Don't Stop Trying, a very catchy song. A little bit of all genres in there. I mean, reggae and hip-hop meets rock and roll. Just, it's fun. It's a really fun song and positive. I feel better just listening to it, and I think you will too. But a cool band. Looking forward to hearing more from them. Their new album's going to be out later this year, but new single out right now. Don't Stop Trying. And here we go. Here's Riz and Troy Lucetta. Well, tell me this now. Riz and the Believers. Now, how did that come to be? There's got to be a lot of believers around. You just grab them all together and said, join me.
Well, you know, right? in the land of Lucetta, as they say, you know, miracles happen every single day, man. This man has definitely brought a beautiful thing together here. And, you know, us coming together, starting out in the Bay Area with his son working on an EP out there, is kind of where our relationship started, you know, through his son and me getting together, working on music, and him coming in and helping out and becoming a part of. And, you know, the Believers have definitely, yeah, it's fun how it has accumulated. You know, we've accumulated more and more believers as we've gone on through this journey. And it's been a really cool process to watch, because you couldn't have written this, you know, in any better. You know, we couldn't have planned it ourselves. We couldn't have, you know, we definitely don't claim to know, you know, we can't take credit for all of this. You know, it's been a lot of serendipity kind of happening, and a lot of just a lot of cool things kind of happening naturally and organic. And that's what is really exciting, I think, for me and Troy, is that, you know, we're just kind of hanging on as this thing's taking a life of its own, and the Believers are starting to kind of form, and it's starting to become something, you know, and what that's going to be, you know, we're not even quite sure yet, I feel like, you know, and that's what's really fun for us. And I think for me, looking, you know, I'm a fan of Troy as a person. And so for me, being looking at it from the outside, that's what excites me for him too, because Troy's had his own journey, and I'm like, man, this is a kind of a cool new thing for you. And I think for him, for me, he's, you know, he's excited for me because he's experienced these things. And so now he's kind of like reaching down and kind of like, come on, buddy, I want to, you know, let me kind of take you under my wing, and I want you to experience kind of the things that I've gotten to in my life. And so we have a really cool bond and relationship that is happening through the music. And it's kind of fun to see, through doing what you love, you know, and through doing what you're passionate about and what you feel is right and you're called to do, what comes from that. I recently heard of, like, I was listening to some other podcasts, and he was saying, you know, even if your dreams don't, the things that you really want to come true, even if that doesn't happen in the exact way or form that you want it to, it's the things that happen along the way that are almost just as special, if not more, you know, meaningful to you than what you initially anticipated or wanted. It's much greater. So sure. That is is what I feel is happening here, and where that's headed, I'm not sure. But the Believers, man, risen the Believers. It's been a cool process to watch it come. And I can kind of let Troy take some let you know or talk about how he kind of maybe came to be, you know, a part of.
Yeah, go ahead, Troy.
I have some really loud birds around now. So when you hear these things, they're like pretty obnoxious. They just shut up for a second. I've been muting this so you don't have to deal with it. Like Will says, it is taking a life of its own. I got involved. My son was producing Riz, and that was back about 5 years ago. I went to his house and spent 3 weeks with him. He was coming off of surgery. And Riz was taking care of him, and I came in the basement, in his garage where Riz was sleeping, and I just walked in. Hey, how you doing? And I spent 3 weeks there, and he said, "Hey, Dad, would you put some drums on this stuff and check this out?" And 3 weeks after I left, I really knew there was something with Riz. I knew he was special, and I just thought, this kid's a star. I know he is. I've been in this business for a long time. I know what I've seen, and there's something extraordinary about Riz. And so I said to my son, I said, "Hey, maybe we could take him on for management." I says, "Problem is, we're not managers, but maybe I could partner up with somebody and we could figure this thing out." And boom, COVID hit and just shut it all down, shut us down. And then 2 years ago, I just called him up and I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I said, "Why don't you come on out? Let's pick this thing back up." And he grabbed a one-way ticket. 4 days later, he was there at the house, and we got to work. And I was out with the Guess Who last year for about 35 shows, 7 months. And I went ahead and asked the guitar player, Michael Sterto. He's from Rochester. I don't know if you know Michael, or if you know who I'm talking
Oh
about,
yeah.
but yeah, so
Yeah, I'm friends with Michael. Yeah.
oh, great. Yeah, wonderful guy. And we became friends. And then Michael Devon, the bass player who went off to do the Dead Daisies, him and I were talking, and I told them all about Riz, and they got to meet him, and they got to hear the music, and they got involved, and they got interested. Just, I mean, they became believers, just like myself. And that's kind of how it's brought those two in. John Salloway was a guy I went out and did some work with. He has his own records out. He's always, like Riz said, and great artist, makes great records, and I became a fan of his. And then I went out and did some stuff with him. And I brought him in, and then while we were kicking around Nashville trying to find out exactly what this thing was, I wanted to create something unique and different. I didn't want to just hire all the Nashville guys. Could have got it done in a minute because that's how Nashville is, but what might not have been exactly what we wanted. And I just thought, we want to try to put something unique and different together here, and it worked, And then Peter Keith, from Skynyrd, I talked to Peter. He had called me about doing some stuff with him, and I got to thinking about Riz, and I said, "Hey, you told him about Riz, and maybe we could check out each other's work and help each other out." And the same thing, I got him right when we got his right when he recorded. It was very clear to me that that was it. That just was the glue in the sound, and everything had come together. It really was game changing for me. And that's when I said, "Hey, Riz, how about Riz and the Believers?" Because it wasn't just Riz,
Right.
it was, K-Riz, and he dropped to Riz because there was another guy, Chris Gallico or something like that, I think it was. But anyway, so yeah, we turned it into Riz and the Believers, and we started building this team and this music and this brand, and that's what we've done. And we're just kind of on that journey of just, like we said, we're just kind of following the spirit and let this take us where we're going. But we did make some hard decisions, like we
Sure.
didn't want to sign with any labels. We wanted to be independent. We wanted to bring in our own radio team and promotional team, and really build this from the ground up. So that's the route we're taking, and that's what we're doing. So far, so good,
Awesome. Yeah, and it sounds great. Like I said, I've been jamming to it now, but I know it's probably different for you as far as the drums go. I noticed your set on some of the live the videos that you were doing. It's kind of a smaller set, but how have you adapted to this band as opposed to what you're used to, as far as playing style?
I've got my studio set up, and recording wise, I can pretty much make my choices. When it comes to the live setup, when we really get on a tour and we get to a place where, like Tesla was, and I can build something big, and we have those opportunities to travel and bring those things, I'll probably just adjust accordingly. If we're doing backline or if we're doing an opening slot, probably might be a little more streamlined. But we'll build full on production sets. Like, have you seen the video yet? Yeah, so
Yes.
we'll go big when it's time to go big. But right now we're just, again, making it all work. And as far as playing the music,
Okay, cool.
I hadn't played, the reggae side of things. And I just treat it as music. I play a lot of music and I study a lot of music. And I guess I have it in the facility to make those adaptions and change and just kind of fall into it without overthinking it, instead of thinking what I need to
Sure.
be. I'm letting the music dictate what I'm doing. So.
Sure. I understand. Riz, tell me about your background and how did you get started singing?
I come from I'm born and raised Reno, Nevada is where I'm from, and got into music around high school time when I was in high school and started with a hip hop group. Light 'em Up Music is kind of where I started with my buddies and making music and building studios in the house and to the garage, and then to, just kind of moving up. And my father helped me build a studio in my garage so I wouldn't keep the house rocking all night long. And so, I started doing that and, passing out mixtapes and people starting to listen to my songs, go out from lunch and start hearing my CDs playing in people's cars. And I remember that excitement of like, wow, people are actually listening to what I'm saying, And that was really cool. I didn't really, grow up in a very hugely, musical family, so to speak. My uncle's a wonderful player, and my grandmother was a beautiful singer, and just, some of my cousins. But it wasn't like, anybody is really, I wasn't really immersed into it. But as I continued with my thing, I remember kind of having a talk with my dad, saying, "Hey, man, I really want to do this. I'm really serious about this, and I don't necessarily think, I want to do the college route, and I don't want to waste your money trying to go to college parties, and that's what I would do. And, let me just figure this out and take my own route with this, man. I really am passionate." My father, just said, "Whatever you do, just give it your all. That's all I ask of you. That's how I've kind of raised you, and that's all I would, just whatever it is you're doing, I'm with you." He doesn't know this world, but he supports it, and he always has. My whole family has. And so that was huge for me. And so I just kind of, my friends moved off. They did the college thing. And I remember my dad helped me build this studio in my garage, and had a full little vocal booth and production thing. And I was in business, man. It was like, that was where it started for me. And I
Wow.
started writing in this little tiny, to me was huge at the time, but that's where I started. I kept doing my own shows. I'd put together shows for myself in my hometown. And because I got to being in a smaller city, I got to know some of the venues and some of the promoters. And instead of necessarily waiting for other shows, I started putting my own stuff together and built a nonprofit out there called Make 'Em Smile, and started doing, nonprofit events that I would perform at. And those started to grow. So I just had my 10th year coming up. My 10th year's coming up for that. And they started to do really well. I mean, I just, packed out a little strip mall the last one. So that's kind of, I got involved with the reggae stuff more once I got older. And I was working with my aunt, and we started doing some of the reggae festivals, Dry Diggins, Cali Roots, Cali Vibes, and I was a vendor there with her company, and I was like exposed to it. I always loved Bob Marley, I always loved reggae music and the vibe, but never really got into the festival and really felt the whole culture and the people and saw the people. I was like, oh, this is where my people is. This is the style of music I've been trying to work on.
Right.
This kind of more speaks to me and more aligned with my message. Most importantly, that's what this all is for me, is the message. And so once I found that crew and that kind of that vibe, I was like, okay. And that's when I started really more diving into this kind of genre, so to speak, and kind of adapting, and really it's more natural for me. And so, yeah, I've just kind of fallen into this, and kind of through discovery, as an artist and as a person, it's kind of led me to where I am now. And what's cool about what we're doing is, the message and that vibe is really cool and positive. But I'm being careful of not wanting to really label, what it is or what genre. Yeah, it has a reggae vibe, and that's what it is. But a lot of these guys, most of them, they're coming from a whole nother world. They're coming from the rock world, and that's
Yeah.
what's cool for me, is that even like with Troy Drummond, the way he is, Troy's just a phenomenal drummer. And so I don't want Troy, and as he's told me, Riz, you be you, you know, because I'm like, Troy, I'm not really a full trained singer. I'm not this. He's like, you're Riz, man. That's what you do. You be you. I don't need anything else. And so seeing him, when we got to go out to Jamaica, we worked with Squiddly Cole, who's been the drummer for the Marleys and did the, Ziggy Marley and Stephen Marley. He was like, Troy, I love your drums, man, because he's not trying to
Oh,
be.
wow.
He's not trying to do that thing. It's Troy's interpretation of what is, that he wants to do in this style. And it's not a traditional way. It's like something new. And same with John Salloway, where he's bringing his background of, more Americana and blues into it, And so we're not coming in here
Right.
trying to be a reggae band. We're being us. We're Risen the Believers, all different styles, genres, cultures, and eras of music coming together to create whatever
Sure.
it is, and so I'm bringing the message, the lyrical aspect, but these guys are bringing different musical taste and flavors and where their backgrounds come from to create one unique sound. And that's why I feel that this project is so special and deserves a lot of ears, and why we're going for it this way on a bigger level, because I feel that it's special. It deserves that. It speaks very, about collaboration and the power of collaboration and, not trying to necessarily fit in to anything, but more so stand out by simply being you and being yourself and, owning that. That to me is about the movement. That's what we're trying to do, is create a movement, and kind of inspire people to be who they are,
Sure. That's cool to me, thinking about all the different people in the band and all the styles and all the flavors. There's nothing boring about that. There's a lot of excitement about that. And it appeals to everybody. There's something for everybody. I think everybody's going to be like, whoa, maybe the people that didn't listen to a certain style of music, it comes out in that song and they're like, I like this song. And it's every part of it. That's got to be fun, for everybody. But tell me, what is now this song, Don't Stop Trying. Now, where did that come from? What, there's got to be a deeper message. I know you're talking about the positivity of the message and the whole thing that you're presenting with the music. There's got to be a deeper message from that song. So what's that song really about?
It's thank you for asking the question. This is the part that I just have been wanting to talk most about, is that people see, it's about perseverance. It's about, it's life is not easy. This is not an easy world, especially today. There's so much, there's more things out there trying to hold us back. And there's so much things that we have to deal with on a daily basis, and being human beings, it's just what we are up against. And so when people see, positivity and yes, and da 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 da, and it's all happy, it's like, that is because I choose to focus on that, and that is the lifestyle that we live, and that is what we focus on through not stop trying, don't stop trying. But it's not that it's just all glitters and rainbows all the time, and so. This for me is an anthem for people to lean on and to use as something to help them through life, because it is turbulent. It is hard. That's just the reality of what this is. And so that's the importance of me. It's like, it's not just everything's good and painting this picture of perfection. It's more of, being inspirational through our overcomings, through our self-doubt, through the things that we all deal with on a personal level every single day. No matter who you are, you're not getting away with having self-doubt and things that you're self-conscious about, and obstacles that you have to overcome, and people or things that trying to hold you back, and roadblocks and things you have to look at and go, okay, well, there's no way around this. You got to go through it, and don't stop trying is the way through it. You just don't stop. And that's the only way to it, is through it, and by not stop trying. So it's a movement, it's a call for people, the youth, everybody, to have perseverance, to come together, to lean on each other. Nobody can do that alone. We have to have a community to do that. That's why we're trying to build a movement and bring people together to to be together so we can get through this life together, you know, and get better on and move forward. So it is deep, you know. I'm kind of a deep person. I'm a writer. That's just part of my gift, and I'm okay to own that because I feel right now it's more than ever we need this in the world. We need this kind of music. We need this kind of passion. We need this. We all have it within, but sometimes it takes these things to unlock it. So, yeah, it's kind of a, it's one of those songs, man. It's an anthem, you know, to keep going. Don't stop trying. Don't give up, man.
That's good, man. Good answer. Troy, what is your take on this movement, this song, and what's your part in all this? How do you feel about all this and your playing?
Well, for me, it's a lifestyle. It's how I live my life. It's all about positive energy. I have a school program called Troy Shows Up, if you're not familiar with it, and 30 years sober. And part of my journey was exactly that. You know, don't stop trying, don't give up, just show up. I've always said, you know, 99.9% of success is just showing up. So what we plan on doing with this movement, with Don't Stop Trying, Riz and I, Riz has a program called Make Them Smile. He's got 10 years into it. It's a kids program. He does fundraisers, and he basically feeds the local charities, you know, with presents. While he's putting these shows together, people are bringing gifts, and then he takes those gifts and he's spreads them out. And I didn't know that about Riz when we met. I didn't know that was part of who he was. And I've been putting together events. I don't know if you're aware of it, but I've been putting events together for the last 15 years myself. You know, you don't see a whole lot on me, but one of the major events I had put together, you could watch the guest list on Amazon Prime, and Dee Snider will talk about me in there. And what he's talking about is I put an event together for the Station Family Fire, which was the Great White Tragedy. 100 people died, 200 injured, 65 orphan children. So I put an event together with Tesla. I couldn't do it without the band. You know, bands. I put two events together. The second one was in the Dunkin' Donuts Center in the arena. I got Dee Snider to be the host. I put a laundry list of bands together. VH1 picked it up, and we raised $1 million. And it was a 6-month project on my end,
Awesome.
putting it together. I was a promoter, secured the arena. It was a lot of work, 15,000 seat arena. And it just, you do things for the right reason, things just happen. You know, if you know, and you won't find anything on the internet about me about it. And that's the biggest, greatest part of it, because I just do what I do, and I've been doing what I do, and Riz's been doing the same thing. So the school program I have, you know, I'm the good example, the bad example. I didn't do well in school, so I go talk to the kids. You know, all of this whole thing that we're doing, we have a foundation called Wake Up to Love. Our company is called Blessings in Love. The Wake Up to Love is the .org. The Blessings in Love is the LLC, the business of what we're doing, the umbrella. And it's not so much for us, you know. I mean, it is. It's but it's not a selfish movement by all means. I mean, we really want to take this thing and see how much we can give away. We just want to give, really,
Wow.
truly. And I think because of our path and what we're doing and what the when you hear this whole record, the whole record's this way. It's phenomenal. The record is not pigeonholed in one genre. Like Riz said, we're just going to let it take its own course. But it's some of the most amazing, beautiful music I've ever recorded. It's phenomenal. I'm super excited about where I'm at in my life. I had a beautiful career with Tesla. And talked to Jeff just recently, and Riz and Jeff just got together. And you know, you would just never know what's happening and where things are going. And you know, Tesla afforded me this ability to do what I'm doing, so I couldn't be any more grateful for what has taken place with the band and where I'm at today. And you know, the band's still kicking ass and doing wonderful things. And you know, all we want to do is just spread the love. You know, that's really all we're here to do.
Yeah,
I lose
Papa.
you.
Yeah, I'm with you, baby.
That's really good. Riz saying just now, yo, yeah, there you are. And y'all on the same page there, you know, to have this desire to make make people live better, to be happier, to be positive. It's more than just music. And it's, like you said, like a way of life. And he's been doing it for a long time. You've been doing it for a long time now. That's got to be a big deal for people. They probably tell you all the time that they really appreciate you, but you're giving a lot more. And plus, with the music, you're not putting yourself in a box and saying, I'm going to do this. It's like if you leave a question mark to the future, you kind of, like you said, you don't know where you're going. Well, that doesn't limit you at all. Yeah. That makes you go anywhere and everywhere, and you'll show up everywhere. Does that make you feel good knowing that, like he said, doing stuff for the right reason? When you're doing stuff for the right reason and you're making music that is sounds good too and that people enjoy, that's got to make you feel good when you wake up in the morning, right?
Yeah, there's a line in Don't Stop Trying that says, I wake up every morning with a smile on my face. I'm singing, don't stop trying. It's surreal, man. It's cool. I was just on a phone call with Troy's sister, actually. And I was like, how lucky am I that I get to be of service and help people with what I love to do? Like when I'm up on stage and I'm singing and I'm able to just kind of channel and like I feel that like energy kind of coming through and connecting with people in this kind of euphoric, magical sense, like that anybody that plays or whatever it is that you do that you have that connection to, you know, it's like, wow, I actually get to do that. And it's what I like to do and it helps people. Like, what a blessing, man. So yeah, I'm just grateful for it. And that's why I just try to kind of be careful of just making sure that I'm staying where I need to be and working accordingly and surrounding myself with the right people to keep me on track. That's why I'm grateful Troy's in my life and to come into my life. And, you know, cause he's a great mentor for me and a wonderful friend and he's done nothing. Like, I think for Troy, like when you asked his involvement, you know, for what I see on the outside, cause sometimes it's easier to see, I see Troy as just a master facilitator. And I think that he's been that for a lot of his life is Troy's been somebody that has allowed a lot of things to flow through him and not kind of blocking that flow for himself. He's just really been open and kind of been a conduit for a lot of magical things to take place for the right reasons. And I feel that that's why he is who he is and the things that have happened in his life and he's had the success, because when you're selfish and you keep things, you stop the flow, you know, now they can't, now that's yeah. It. It's there. And it's like, you start to hoard, you know, and it's like, you gotta right. Like, you know, allow. And Troy's really, I've had a great time watching him do that. And he really does it from a great place. And I've told him that, you know, so, you know, that's what's cool. It's like, he's really a facilitator in this whole thing and he's naturally, he can't help himself drum. So he's, you know, the guy, he gets the job on that, but it's so much more than that. That's sure. What's cool. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I like to sing and do my thing. I love that. But, you know, I feel I'm also so much more than that. And, you know, so yeah, man, just very grateful, very humbled, really excited. Most, you know, I think more than anything right now, we're at a really special spot because April 12th is the date for the music video, which we didn't touch too much on, but there will be a video and, you know, there'll be lots of interviews and stuff that we'll do. And on our YouTube channel, we'll kind of tell you about all of that. So yeah, just excited because we're on the precipice of, you know, really creating a cool thing here for everybody to be a part of and to listen in. And we got lots of music coming your way. This is not just a one hit, you know, single thing that we're trying to come out with and disappear. This is a new life for us. This is the movement, you know. Don't Stop Trying is going to kick it open. And then we got lots more where that came from. And, you know, we've got an album on the way set to release later this year. And we got lots more where that came from.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to that. I'll have to have y'all back whenever that you drop the album and everything. Well, you were talking about, you know, and I know that Troy, he sounds really humble. You know, like he said, nobody knows about all the stuff he's doing. But this is a chance for people. You know, you don't want to toot your own horn, of course. If you're humble, that's what you do, right? But people see this and they go, whoa, this is a chance for you guys to tell about yourself, what you are doing, and it will help people understand what you're all about. And they'll appreciate you more. And probably be more apt to check out what you're doing, maybe help the cause, you know. I think it's contagious, right? I think what you're doing is contagious, and I think people will appreciate that. Not just about the music. The music is one thing, but you got all this other stuff going along with it.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's time, you know. I know that Troy, has done his world and I've done mine, and there's some things out there. I like to make my videos, but for me, as a fan of Troy and a friend of Troy, that's really what is one of the most exciting things is I'm like, yes, it's time that the world and people get to finally see Troy for so much for what he is and so much more than what they've may have just seen so far. Yeah, I think, at some point it is good. You have to step out and allow and step into the light and say, here we are. And we all have that
Right.
thing that we can bring.
Sure. What do you think about that, Troy? Do you think that's always a good thing to be spreading that positivity. But is that your ultimate goal as far as this year? What's your goal for the band this year?
Well, I have a lot of goals for the band, to get out and actually play and be on the road and bring the music to everybody. But I mean, for me, I mean, I've been blessed, 36 years of Tesla, and I've had a whole career outside of Tesla. I've been able to experience a lot of things, and I've kind of you get to a place. I maybe for myself when I think I figured it out when I was out with the Guess Who, because I was only going into sub for a little bit and it turned into a lot more and I really enjoyed it, loved the band, loved the music, grew up with the music, all of that was really beautiful. And I came to a point where I realized, with Riz and what we were trying to start, I said, this is really going to take a commitment if I'm going to do this. And I had to decide that it's all or nothing for me. I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. I'm 30 years sober because of that. And, with that, comes a lot of responsibilities. And for me to start something that I'm not going to finish is not me. I know in my mind, and I tell everybody, Riz is not an arena act, he's a stadium act. And now we just got to prove that because I know what the record is. I know who he is. What brings me, it's about the music and the positivity. But more importantly, I mean, he just said all those beautiful, wonderful things about me, which is beautiful. But the truth of the matter is that's exactly who he is. I mean, it's about who he is as a person, where his heart is, what he wants to do. He's lived it for the last 10 years. I've seen who his family is. I see how he lives. I see how he treats people. All of that stuff matters to me. Being in the rock and roll world is a pretty selfish world to be in. People cater to us all day long. And that's all fine. And, we hopefully we can cater to them. We're not, we don't want to be takers. We want to be, we're givers. And that's who we are as people. So this is a platform for us to do that. And that's how I see it, and I just, the bottom line is I got to play great music. I got to play my drums, and it's music with purpose, as I put it. And that's what it is for me.
Awesome. That's awesome. What kind of shows have y'all got coming up, planned? I know you got some big plans coming up for next month, but what kind of shows have you got lined up?
We don't have a whole lot lined up. I'll jump in on that real quickly. Only, knowing what we want to do, what we want to do is, buy onto a tour, get onto something that's really relevant. We don't want to just, we want to do things that make sense. And, we're trying to build this thing. We're self-financed, self-produced. Everything that we're doing on our own, we take all the responsibilities to bring all those necessary needs to the table so we can go out and do these things and we can get onto some big tours. So that is our goal. Meanwhile, whatever comes, like it has, these things that we've been doing have just kind of been showing up and we're happy to just jump in the back of that truck right here and go. That's who we are. And I have no problem with that. I love it. I don't need no tour bus. I don't need any of that stuff. I mean, and myself and John and Riz, we can do that at a real simple level and still bring the music, still bring the energy and do that with the full band for touring. The goal is to to get the single out, let people know who we are, and get onto some tours and put the band together and go. Some of the players will have to interchange while people are working until we can bring all the Believers back together, which we will be doing, and we plan on touring with all the Believers. But it's all a process, so we're in the middle of that now.
Awesome. And Riz, I know Troy just explained about the shows that they got lined up, but what do you think about these guys that you're playing with and all the different you were talking about earlier, all the genres and all the styles of music. It's that there's got to be a certain chemistry for a band to work. I'm sure that all of y'all have to kind of get to know one another, right? And I guess Troy, you can answer that too about the chemistry of the band. Everybody's got a certain chemistry too, right?
They're all right, Gary. They're okay. I guess they'll do for now. These guys are
They'll
awesome,
be
man.
all right.
They're okay.
Can't get nobody else.
That's just kind of what was there, I had to just take what I could. These guys are killing, man. They're
I the one thing I do know about is chemistry, and it takes, and that's why I didn't want to just go and like I said, I told Riz when he got to Nashville, I go, look, Riz, we could hire the best guys here in Nashville, knock this thing out in a few weeks. That's how fast we could get it done. I says, might not be exactly what we want, but it'll be great. But I knew that wasn't the answer, and I knew it was going to be a little bit of a slow build because we wanted to find those right personalities. And I've been out on the road for many years, and I've met a lot of people, and I've always been a fan of Michael Devins. So that was exciting to me once we were playing together and I got to know him as a person. Again, it's about the heart and the people. Same with Michael Sterto, same with John Salloway. That's what was the attraction, and the fact that they were perfect and they were interested and they were believers and they saw everything that I saw. That's really what made it. But that's why I think the band and the music is so special and unique. Do we
They're
still
all
have,
perfect. Yeah.
did we lose you? Are you still there?
He's still here.
Okay. So what I was, so anyway,
There he is.
there has been a sound that has been created with these guys, and there is a chemistry, and that's what I found out, and that's what I was looking for, because that's not easy to come by, but we do have a wonderful chemistry, and Riz has that same chemistry with them, which is beautiful to watch, because here you got this young blood, so to speak, and you got, I always make jokes about us old dinosaurs. I said, Riz, how do you like being, how do you feel about being surrounded by these old dinosaurs? But he seems to be pretty happy.
I'd be foolish not to be, man. Yeah, he's like, you sure you want to do this? I'm like, really? I think that'll do, man. But yeah, they're all cool, man. They're all super rad in their own different ways. They're all really good people. I've gotten to know them, and getting to work with them obviously is just an honor, and so we get to kind of bring our worlds together, and there's nothing better than that. So yeah, man, it's really cool, and there's definitely a cool chemistry, and it's lightning in a bottle kind of, vibe going on.
Right. The song though, I'm anxious to hear the rest of the songs, but if the songs are as good as this first single, it's going to be phenomenal. And I'm interested. I want to hear it all come together. I want to hear the different styles and the sounds together. I'm very interested in this, and I believe everybody will jump on board. I'm just, I'm not just throwing it out there. I'm just saying, it's a really cool song. It's a really positive song. It's got that, don't stop trying. It's like, don't stop believing. I always talk about that. It's like, it's that energy. It's that fun. It's that positivity. And it will carry over to whatever songs that you do. I mean, that'd be like the door that opens to the album, and it'd be like, whoa, welcome, and I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait. That, like you said, that'd be sometime this year, you said, right? The album release.
Yeah, we're looking at sometime early November, late October on the album
Now,
release.
I wouldn't push it out that far. We really don't know. It could go that far out. We had a meeting yesterday and talked about some of these things, but we're going to let the singles dictate it, because people are giving singles like an 8 week, 6, 8 week shelf life, and who's to say? I mean, we don't want to, if this thing really happens, I mean, back in the day, we would work singles for 6, 9 months, you know, and we could, you know what I'm saying? But it's, so, I mean, it could be a little bit sooner, but I, at the absolute latest, I think what Riz mentioned is probably correct. We have the record. We'll have it ready probably July. We're real close right now, and I plan on getting back, and we have so much more music to record and work on. But yeah, that we're going to probably do 2 to 3 singles in front of putting the record out. So that's that is the plan. So we have to wait and kind of see what that time frame looks like.
Yeah.
With videos.
Is there a title for the album?
I got a couple things in mind, but nothing set in stone at the moment.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Well, I'm excited for y'all. I know I gotta wait till like April, like to release this, to not get ahead of the game, you know, to release this interview. But that's it's gonna be cool. The timing's everything. I think there's gonna be a lot of buzz. There's gonna be a lot of Riz out there. Just can I, am I cool like that? Can I use that?
As you got a, it, as Gary.
A adjective.
That's right, brother. That's right. It's Riz.
You gotta see. I'm cool. I'm not quite a dinosaur.
Yeah, hey, that's right, man. I love it. I love it, man.
Working on it.
Hey, Gary. But I mean, I went from an old dinosaur just last year to an OAD. I was the OD, but now I'm the OAD, the old ass dinosaur. Is that right, Riz?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're having fun, man. We're having a great time.
Well, y'all, y'all look like it's gonna be cool. I gotta check y'all out there and get up with y'all. But Troy, I've been a fan of yours since I was a teenager, and I appreciate talking to you. You're always awesome to me. And Riz, man, your voice your just your positivity is like, it's both of y'all is making me inspiring me. I mean, what y'all are doing has really inspired me, and I really appreciate y'all. And I hope all the best for you. And I know it's going to be big. I know this single is going to be big, and I'm looking forward to it. So I thank you all for talking to me today.
Thank you, Gary. Couldn't appreciate you more, buddy.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, go check us
out. Well, we'll see y'all soon.
Risen the Believers, Believers with a Z. Go check us out. April 12th. Coming out on all platforms. Don't stop trying. Know you are better. Know you are better. Got heart like a lion. Yeah, 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 yeah.
God
love
bless.
It, man. Love it.
Thanks
love
a lot.
It. Thank y'all. Y'all
appreciate
have a great
you,
day.
Gary. Much love, man. Blessings and love.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Bye.
So cool. Riz and the Believers. Riz along with Troy Lucchetta. Great time talking with those guys. Looking forward to more music. But check it out right now. The new single, Don't Stop Trying. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, everybody, always remember to keep the music real.